The Columbia Workshop presents The Fall of the City by Archibald MacLeish.
Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast comes to you from the city. Listeners over the curving air have heard from furthest off frontiers of foreign hours, mountain time, ocean time, of the islands, of waters after the islands, some of them waking where noon here is the night there, some where noon is the first few stars they see, or the last one. For 3 days, the world has watched this city, not for the common occasions of brutal crime, or the usual violence of one sort or another, or coronations of kings or popular festivals. No, for stranger and disturbing reasons, the resurrection from death and the tomb of a dead woman. Each day, for 3 days, there has come to the door of her tomb at noon a woman buried. The terror that stands at the shoulder of our time touches the cheek with this. The flesh winces. There have been other omens in other cities, but never of this sort, and never so credible. In a time like ours, seemings and portents signify. Ours is a generation when dogs howl and the skin crawls on the skull with its beast's foreboding. All men now alive with us have feared. We have smelled the wind in the street that changes weather. We have seen the familiar room grow unfamiliar. The order of numbers alter. The expectation cheat the expectant eye. The appearance defaults with us. Here in this city, the wall of the time cracks. We take you now to the great square of this city.
We are here on the central plaza. We are well off to the eastward edge. There is a kind of terrace over the crowd here. It is precisely 4:40. The crowd is enormous. There might be 10,000, there might be more. The whole square is faces. Opposite over the roofs are the mountains. It is quite clear. There are birds circling. We think they are kites by the look. They are very high. The tomb is off to the right somewhere. We can't see for the great crowd. Close to us here are the cabinet ministers. They stand on a raised platform with awnings. The farmers' wives are squatting on the stones. Their children have fallen asleep on their shoulders. The heat is harsh. The light dazzles like metal. It dazes the air as the clang of a gong does. News travels in this nation. There are people here from away off, horse raisers out of the country with books in it. Herders of cattle from up where the snow stays, the kind that cook for themselves mostly. They look at the girls with their eyes hard and a hard grin and their teeth showing. It is 11:50 now. There is still no sign. They are still waiting. No one doubts that she will come. No one doubts that she will speak too. 3 times she has not spoken. Now it is 12. Now they are rising. Now the whole plaza is rising. Fathers are lifting their small children. The plume fans on the platform are motionless. There is no sound but the shuffle of shoe leather. Now even the shoes are still. We can hear the hawks. It is quiet as that now. It is strange to see such throngs so silent. Nothing yet. Nothing has happened. Wait. There's a stir here to the right of us. They're turning their heads. The crowd turns. The cabinet ministers lean from their balcony. There's no sound, only the turning.
There. The waters roll with no wind.
Isn't that she speaking?
Then the stones of the temple kindle without flame or tinder of maize leaves.
They see her beyond us, the crowd sees her.
Then there were cries in the night haze, words in a once heard tongue, the air rustling above us as at dawn with herons. Now it is I who must bring fear. I who am 4 days dead. The tears still unshed for me. All of them. I for whom a child still calls at nightfall. Death is young in me to fear. My dress is kept still in the press in my bedchamber. No one has broken the dish of the dead woman. Nevertheless, I must speak painfully. I am to stand here in the sun and speak. City of masterless men, we'll take a master. There will be shouting then, blood after. Do not ask what it means. I do not know. Only sorrow and no hope for it.
She's gone. We know because the crowd is closing. All we can see is the crowd closing. We hear the releasing of held breath. The weight shifting. The lifting of shoe leather. The stillness is broken as surface of water is broken. The sound circling from in outward. Small wonder they feel fear. Before the murders of the famous kings, before imperial cities burned and fell, the dead were said to show themselves and speak. When dead men came, disasters came. Presentiments that left the living on their beds sleep on woke dead men out of death and gave them voices. All ancient men in every nation hear this. Like cattle that smell death. The whole square is whirling and turning and shouting. One of the ministers raises his arms on the platform. No one is listening. Now they are sounding drums. We're trying to quiet them, likely. No, no. Something is happening. They're in the far corner. A runner, a messenger, staggering. People are helping him. People are calling. He comes through the crowd. They are quieter. Only those on the far edge are still shouting. Listen, he's here by the ministers now. He's speaking.
There has come the conqueror. I am to tell you. I have raced over sea land. I have run over cane land. I have climbed over cone land. It was laid on my shoulders by shamming by day and staying by night were not for my lot till I came to the sight of you. Now I have come. They warned of this conqueror. This one is dangerous. Word is outawed him. East of the sea cross has all taken every country. No men are free there. Ears overhear them. Their words are their murderers. Judged before judgment, tried after trial, they die as do animals. Offer their throats as the goat to her slaughterer. Terror has taught them this. I tell you, beware of him. All doors are dangers. The warders of wealth will admit him by stealth. The lovers of men will invite him as friend. The drinkers of blood will drum him in suddenly. Hope will unlatch to him. Hopelessness open. I say and say truly to all men in honesty, such is this conqueror. Shame is his people. Liquors of spittle. Their lives are unspeakable. They're dying indecent. Watch. I have said to you.
Give him aid.
They are leading him out. His legs give. Now he is gone in the crowd. They are silent. No one has spoken since his speaking. They stand still, circling the ministers. No one has spoken or called out. There is no stir at all, no movement. Even the farthest have stood patiently. They wait, trusting the old men. They wait faithfully, trusting an answer. Now the huddle on the platform opens. A minister turns to them, raising his two arms.
Free men of this nation, The persuasion of your wills against your wisdom is not dreamed of. We offer themes for your consideration. What is the surest defender of liberty? Is it not liberty? A free people resists by freedom, not locks, not blockhouses. The future is a mirror where the past marches to meet itself. Go armed toward arms, peaceful toward peace, free and with music toward freedom. Face tomorrow with knives, and tomorrow's a knife blade. Murder your foe, and your foe will be murder. Even your friends suspected of false speaking. Hands on the door at night, and the floorboard squeaking. Those who win by the spear are the spear-toters. And what do they win? Spears. What else is there? If their hands let go, they have nothing to hold by. They are no more free than a paralytic propped against a tree is. With the armored man, the arm is upheld by the weapon. The man is worn by the knife.
I wish you could see all this as we do. The whole plaza full of these people, their colorful garments, the harsh sunlight, the water cellars swinging enormous gourds. The orator there on the stone platform, the temple behind him, the high pyramid, the hawks overhead in the sky, teetering slow to the windward, swift to the downwind, the houses blind with the blank sun on them.
Once depend on iron for your freedom, and your freedom's iron. Once overcome your resistors with force, and your force will resist you. You will never be free of force, never of arms unarmed. Will the father return home, the lover to her love, the mature man to his fruit orchard, walking at peace in that beauty, the years of his trees to assure him? Force is a greater enemy than this conqueror, a treacherous weapon. Nevertheless, my friends, there is a weapon. Weakness conquers. Against chainlessness, who breaks? Against wall-lessness, who vaults? Against forcelessness, who forces? Against the feather of the thistle is blunted sharpest metal. No edge cuts seed blood. This conqueror, unresisted, will conquer no longer. A posturer beating his blows upon burdocks, shifting his guard against shadows. Snickers will sound among road menders, titters be stifled by laundresses, coarse guffaws among chambermaids. Reddened with rage, he will roar. He will sweat in his uniform foolishly. He will disappear. No one hear of him. There is a weapon, my friend. Reason and truth are that weapon. Let this conqueror come. Show him no hindrance. Suffer his flag and his drum. Words win.
There's the shout now. He's done. He's climbing down. A great speech. They're all smiling and pressing around him. The women are squatting in full sunlight. They're opening packages. Bread, we'd say by the look. Yes, bread. Bread wrapped between corn leaves. They're squatting to eat. They're quite contented and happy. Women are calling the men from the sunny stones. There are flutes sounding. Way off. We can't see for the shifting and moving. Yes, there are flutes in the cool shadow. Children are dancing in intricate figures. Even a few old men are dancing. You'd say they never feared to see them dancing. A great speech, really great. Men forget these truths in fashion. They oppose the oppressors with blind blows. They make of their towns tombs, of their roots burials. They build memorial ruins to liberty, but liberty is not built from ruins. Only in peace is the work excellent. That's odd. The music has stopped. There's something. It's a man. There on the far side, he's pointing. He seems to be pointing back to the farthest street. The people are twisting and rising, bread in their fists. We can't see what it is. Wait, it's a messenger. It must be a messenger. Yes, it's a message. Another. Here he is at the turn of the street, trotting. His neck's back at the nape. He looks tired. He winds through the crowd with his mouth open, laboring. People are offering water. He pushes away from them. Now he has come to the stone steps to the ministers. Stand by. We're edging in. Listen.
Bennett, come.
He's leaning on the stone. He's speaking.
I am to tell you. I have run over cornland. I have climbed over cornland. I have crossed over mountains. It was laid on my shoulders by Sharon, by Shant, that standing by day and staying by night were not for my lot, till I came to the sight of you. Now I have come. I bear word. Beware of this conqueror. Fame is his sword. No man opposing him still grows his glory. He needs neither foeman nor thick set of blows to gather his victories, nor a foe's match to earn him his battles. He brings his own enemy. He baggages with him his closet antagonist, his private opposer. He's setting him up at every road corner. A figure of horror. With blood for his color. Fist for his hand. Reek where he stands. Hate for his heat. Sneers for his mouth. Clouts for his clothes. Oaths if he speak. And he's knocking him down in every town square till hair's on his blade and blood's all about like dust in a drought. And the people are shouting, flowers him flinging, music him singing, and bringing him gold and holding his heels and feeling his thighs till their eyes start and their hearts swell. And they're telling his praises like lays of the heroes and chiefs of antiquity. Such are his victories. So does he come. So he approaches. No man to conquer. Yet as a conqueror marches he forward. Stands in your mountains. Soon to descend on you.
That touched them. That frightened them. Some of them point to the east hills. Some of them mark at the ministers. Freedom, freedom for what? To die in a rat trap? They're frantic with anger and plain fear. They're sold out, they say, you can hear them. Down with the government, down with the orators, down with the liberal learned minds, down with the mouths and the loose tongues in them, down with the lazy lot. They sold us, we're sold out. Talking is done for us. And all they're boiling around us like mulch that smells sharp. We can't move for the mob. They're crazy with terror.
Things of your God!
Over the crowd somewhere. They hear it. They're quieting down. It's the priests. We see them now. It's the priests on the pyramid. There might be 10 of them, black with their hair tangled. The smoke of their fire is flat in the quick wind. They stand in the thick of the smoke by the stone of the victims. Their knives catch in the deep sun. They are shouting.
Turn to your God. Remember us.
Listen.
Let the world be saved by surrendering the world. Not otherwise shall it be saved.
Turn to your God, remember us.
Let evil be overcome by the coming over of evil. Your heart shall be elsewhere.
Turn to your God, remember us.
The conqueror cannot take you.
Turn to your God.
The narrow dark will keep you.
Turn to your God.
In God's house is no breaking.
Turn to your God.
In God's silence is sleep is.
Lay up your will with the God.
Stones cannot kill you.
Lay up your mind with the God.
Blade cannot blind you.
Lay up your heart with the God.
Danger depart from you.
It's a wonderful thing to see this crowd responding. Even the simplest citizens feel the emotion. There's hardly a sound now in the square. It's wonderful. Really impressive. The priests there on the pyramid, the smoke blowing, bright sun, faces. Listen.
Shall all is illusion. In the day of the tyrant of tongues, when the truth is for hire. In the day of deceit, when ends meet.
Turn to your God.
In the day of division of nations, when hope is derision. In the day of the supping of hate, when the soul is corrupted. In the day of despair, when the heart bare.
Turn to your God.
A kind of dance is beginning. A serpent of people. A current of people coiling and curling through people. A circling of people through people like water through water.
Out of the stir of the sun. Out of the shout of the thunder. Out of the hush of the star. Withdraw the heart.
Very young girl is beating.
You see smoke on those mountains? The smoke is the smoke of towns. And who makes it? A conqueror. And where will he march now? Onward! The heel of the future descends on you.
He has them now. Even the priests have seen it. They're all looking away here to the east. There's smoke, too, filling the valleys like thunderheads.
You are foolish, old men. You ought to be flogged for your foolishness. Your grandfathers died to be free, and you juggle with freedom. Do you think you're free by a law like the falling of apples in autumn? You thought you were safe with your liberties. You thought you could always quibble. You can't. You take my word for it. Freedom's the rarest bird. You risk your neck to snare it. It's gone while your eyeballs stare. Those who'd lodge with a tyrant, thinking to feed at his fire and leave him again when they're fed, are plain fools, or were bred to it. Brood of the servile races, born with a hangdog face.
They're all pointing and pushing together. The women are shouldering baskets, bread, children. They smell smoke in the air. They smell terror.
You juggle with freedom. There's nothing, nothing in this world worse. Empty belly or purse or the pitiful hunger of children than doing the strong man's will. The free will fight for their freedom. They're free men first. They see, meager or fat, as free men. Everything else comes after. Food, roof, grass, even the sky and the light of it.
You, the sun is yellow with smoke. The town's burning, the walls, at the broken bridge.
Free, will you fight? There are still inches for fighting. There is still a niche in the street. You can stand on the stairs and meet him. You can hold in the dark of the hall. You can die, or your children will fall for it.
They won't listen. They're shouting and screaming and circling. The square is full of deserters with more coming. Every street from the bridge is full of deserters. They're rolling in with the smoke blowing behind them. The plaza is choked with the smoke of the struggling of stragglers. They're climbing the platform, driving the minister, shouting one speaks and another.
The city is doomed!
There's no holding it!
Let the conqueror have it again!
The age is his! It's his century!
He's one man! We are the thousand!
Who can defend us from one man?
Bury your arms! Break your standards!
Give him the town while the town stands!
They're throwing their arms away. Their bows are in bonfires. The plaza is littered with torn plumes, spear handles.
Take them, master!
Order the conqueror!
Freedom for fools! Force is a certainty!
Freedom is eaten our strength and corrupted our virtues!
Men must be ruled!
Fools must be masters!
Rigor and class will restore us our dignity!
Kings will be liberty!
The last defenders are coming. They whirl from the streets like wild leaves on a wind. The square scatters them. Now they are fewer. 10 together of 5. They come with their heads turned, their eyes back. Now there are none. The street's empty in shadow. The crowd is retreating, watching the empty street. The shouts die. The voices are silent. They're watching. They stand in the slant of the sunlight, silent and watching. The silence after the drums echoes the drum beat. Now there's a sound. They see him. They must see him. They're shading their eyes from the sun. There's a rustle of whispering. We can't see for the glare of it. Yes. Yes, he's there. In the end of the street, in the shadow, we see him. He looks huge. A head taller than anyone. Broad as a brass door. A hard hero. Heavy of heel and brick. Planting with metal. The helm closed on his head. The eye holes hollow. He's coming. He's clear of the shadow. The sun takes him. They cover their faces with fingers. They cower before him. They fall. They sprawl on the stone. He's alone where he's walking. He marches with a rattle of metal. He tramples his shadow. He mounts by the pyramid. Stamps on the stairway. Turns. His arm rises. His visor is opening. There's no one. There's no one at all. No one. The helmet is hollow. The metal is empty. The armor is empty. I tell you, there's no one at all there. There's only the metal. The barrel of metal, the bundle of armor. It's empty. They don't see. They lie on the paving. They lie in the burnt spear, the ashes of arrows. They lie there. They don't see or they won't see. They are silent. The people invent their oppressors. They wish to believe in them. They wish to be free of their freedom, released from their liberty. The long labor of liberty ended. They lie there. Look, it's his arm. It is rising, his arm's rising. They're watching his arm as it rises. They stir. They cry out, they're shouting with happiness. Listen, they're shouting like boots in a victory. Listen, the city of masterless men has found a master. You'd say it was they were the conquerors, they that had conquered. The city has fallen.
Columbia Workshop is presented as the final program in its summer festival series, Archibald MacLeish's famous radio verse drama, The Fall of the City. Burgess Meredith, who is just completing Of Mice and Men for Hal Roach Productions, performance, and was supported by Myron McCormick, Fred Mackay, Ted Osborne, True Boardman, Earl Ross, and Dorothy Burgess in the principal roles. Over 500 college students were used in the crowd scenes through the courtesy and cooperation of the faculty and student body of the University of Southern California. The broadcast was staged outdoors in the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. William N. Robeson, Sterling Tracy, and Harry Spears assisted in the production of special effects. The entire program was produced and directed by Irving Reese through arrangement with Paramount Pictures. The Fall of the City is included in the anthology Columbia Workshop Plays, published by Whittlesey House and now available at your local bookstore. The Columbia Workshop will be heard again 2 weeks from tonight. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.